About 40 years ago, I answered the call to ministry and went to Atlanta with Iris. We'd just gotten married, and we needed a job, and so I applied to be a youth director, a youth minister. Owsley United Methodist Church in south end of Atlanta, just north of the, just barely north of I-10, or I-20, right there. I don't know why they hired me, I really don't. My only qualifications was that I was in seminary. I had gone to church a little bit my senior year and occasionally went to the youth group. But that was about the limits of my qualification to be the youth minister at this church. But they hired me. I don't know exactly why, but they did. And I appreciate it. I needed the job. We had to have something. I got $60 a month back then, and that was for part-time work. I was there 20 hours a week for a month, and I got $60, minus taxes, of course. So it was a good start. One day at the staff meeting, the senior pastor, George Green, comes to me, and he says, "Mark, I want you to have the pastoral prayer this Sunday." I remember what my qualifications were. He wanted me to come in to that. I was there all the time anyway for the worship service, but he wanted me to come in and stand up front and speak out loud to the congregation. And I didn't have a clue what to do. Remember my qualifications, please. And the problem was that I couldn't say to George, who had hired me to be the youth director of his kids, that I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to pray in public. I couldn't very well go to my fellow seminarians and say to them, "Can you help me out here? I don't know how to pray in public." And I couldn't go to the professors, although some of them never prayed either, so I don't know. I didn't know what to do. So what I ended up doing is I went to the library and I got some books on prayer. And I found a lot about prayer. I found out, you know, why you do it and what it's about, what happens when you do it. I found some ideas to help me through it. And some idea, put it together, and I was able to put together some concepts of a prayer and what prayer was all about, and then pieces of a prayer, and able to write it all down. And on that Sunday, I was there and I prayed, and I don't know how well I captured the theme of the day or anything like that. I'm not sure whether they noticed how nervous I was, but I got through it. And I want to tell you, praying's tough. It's not easy. It's very tough. But having said that, I want to let you know that when I read this scripture this week, and it was talking for this week, and it was talking about Jesus, teach us how to pray. And the first thought that came to my mind is we're going to have a prayer, a sermon on prayer, on what you should do. And then I said, no, I don't want to guilt trip them. I don't want to put a guilt trip that you are supposed to be praying 1 hour every day. And if you don't, shame on you. You know, and you get out there and you pray and do what you're supposed to do. You ought to do. You have to do. You must do. I don't want that. I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't like it when it happens to me, and it happens at annual conference this year. Somebody got up there and he was wagging his finger at us, telling us what we ought to be doing. And so I thought instead that I would talk about the fact that praying is tough. It's not easy. It's hard to pray by yourself, all alone, nobody else there, just you and God. Because we get distracted, don't we? The world, the television, your family, your job, your golf game, I don't care what it is, something is going to be there, and it's going to be wiggling around inside your head, calling your attention, demanding that your attention be on them rather than on God. And so we get easily distracted. We don't know what we need to be doing or what we should be doing, but we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing because we got so busy over here. We want to do that instead. And so we get distracted. The other problem is that there's nobody to hold us accountable. When you're by yourself, when you're doing